Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
I've always been intrigued by the placebo effect. I remember in 1988, Herb Benson wrote the relaxation response. And one of the studies he counted was a high blood pressure study, that the people who were given the real medication did well. The people who didn't take it didn't do so well. The people who were not given the placebo and took it did reasonably well, and the people who were given the placebo and did not take it did not do well. So the placebo takers in a high blood pressure study showed they did much better than those who didn't take their medicine or didn't believe in their medicine. And this has been carrying through over the years. We also know that the placebo is effective in eye disease. People that have gotten injections of dye and lasering to deal with bleeding in the retina had 52% improvement. People who got the injection of the dye but no real laser, sham laser, got 32%. So there you are, that old 30% placebo response, which has been documented in IBS or bowel inflammation patients. Well, scientists are finding a growing number of ways placebos appear to bring about real health benefits. The research someday could be included to use placebos actively as a way of starting people on therapy, and even if they're on a study, to try to encourage them to think positively. Administering placebos will reduce pain and symptoms in patients with IBS and migraines, and a whole variety of things, including chronic back pain and cancer-related fatigue. Parkinson's disease researchers have discovered that stopping patients' real medication and substituting a placebo without telling them continues to ease their symptoms. So it's likely the body is preconditioned to the trigger of the pill and not so much what the pill really is. So we're seeing all of these new studies, and including one in an animal study with immune stimulation by placebo, and obviously the animal does not know what a placebo is. People who had items flashed on the screen in front of them and were told that they were important numbers were able to pick out many of the letters, because they were letters, later on. Whereas those who were not told what it was ignored the whole thing. So they thought the answers were flashed on, they did better on the test. There's accumulating evidence that suggests that our thoughts are often capable of extending our cognitive and physical limitations. A little later I'll talk about Joe Restenza, who wrote a book on the whole subject. Well, can thoughts really improve our vision? Well, researchers found that patients in fighter pilot simulated booths, when asked to take an eye test, did much better while the simulator was moving than people who were in a non-moving simulator, meaning they were in the cockpit but it didn't move, and asked to take the same test. So somehow there are other ways to stimulate people to do better and see better. In an eye exam, we're used to start from the big letters going down to the small. And traditionally, the smaller lines are at the bottom. So people get a little nervous and wonder if they can really do it. So one group of researchers was pretty clever. They shifted some of the smaller light items and staggered them in the intermediate part of the eye exam, and people did better. So it's no question that we can either improve or reduce our performance by our prejudgment, kind of the ladder of inception. Another study looked at hotel room attendants. They told half of them that all of their doing gives them regular exercise and they can actually lose weight. they let the other half do their usual activities, because normally the hotel attendants think they don't get enough exercise. Well, after 4 weeks, the control groups weighed exactly the same, but the people in the treatment group lost weight. Their body fat percentages, waist-to-hip ratios, and blood pressure all dropped, just from thinking they were doing well with their normal routine activities. So each of these studies kind of amasses to give you a thought that you can improve something by positive thinking. Same thing with a study with distasteful medicine. They decided to give people a sample of a pill to improve the taste of an unpleasant pictures by injecting anti-anxiety medicine. They also took another group and injected saline while showing the same distasteful pictures, and it reduced activation in the brain areas on MRI. So anxiety was reduced by thinking something was going to work. Such expectations and learned associations have been shown to change the chemistry and circuitry in the brain. So Joe Pastenza has written a book called The Placebo Is Your Mind. And in essence, he said that if you have this positive self-fulfilling prophecy, you may actually change the outcome of a situation or a disorder. That if you think it's going to happen and make it happen, like Eddie the Eagle in the movie, you can actually make it happen. So our mindsets, perhaps we deliberately choose our mindsets and we can improve our abilities. Well, the question is this the same as mindfulness? You know, people say relax, meditate, be mindful. Well, that's a little bit different. And there have been studies published in Biological Psychiatry that talked about that, unlike placebos, that brain changes of ordinary people can be improved by emptying the brain. So David Cresswell of Carnegie Mellon did the major study and showed that if he taught people, unemployed people, to experience a reduction of stress by reducing their activities and teaching them to empty their brains with mindful meditation, that they actually can have better relaxation and less worry. So the moral of the story is that's another avenue, and we need all those avenues. Mindfulness does help in other ways, though. Becoming mindful and taking 10 deep breaths, taking time out from a busy activity before making a decision, before reacting. You actually go and try and just empty and go view the moon, view the stars, view the trees in the background, and just study the tree, look at that tree, and empty all other things. That you can actually be in charge of your own fate. Now, that's not to say everything's going to be solved by a placebo. That's not the case. Or by mindfulness. But it does add to your armamentarium of healthy, useful living. And these are ways to know that you can get better, whether it's a diagnosis of a tumor, a heart condition, etc. I, as a physician, even though an ophthalmologist, have seen people recanalize their heart vessels. You're going to also hear a story in our next segment of somebody who can actually improve their retina. So, is that really due to the outside world and medical intervention? Or is it really due to you and me putting our mind to something and saying we can do the job and do it well? I'm Dr. Rob Abel, The Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my showtime, my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being mindful, and enjoy life, and particularly stay well.